A sea of riches. Sea of the South. The South China Sea covers about 3.5 million square kilometers. It has crystal clear blue waters and lots of islands. Each of these islands is unique, just like a beautiful shining jewel. The South China Sea also has lots of colourful coral reefs. These provide food and shelter for numerous marine species. Below the seabed, there are valuable minerals and rich deposits of oil and gas. The South China Sea is not only an area of natural beauty and wealth, it is also a place of history and culture. Shipwrecks, hundreds of years old, rest on the seabed. These are full of objects, ready to tell us more about China's great maritime history. The Blue Hole. The Xisha Islands are located in the northwestern part of the South China Sea. Near these islands, there is a large circular area of water. It is deep blue in colour and looks like a big blue eye. This eye is in fact a hole in the sea. Known as the Dragon Hole or Sansha Yongle Blue Hole, it is around 300 metres deep. This makes it one of the deepest blue holes in the world. For many years, local fishermen have told stories about this hole. Some of these stories come from the novel Journey to the West. They tell of how the Dragon King used his giant magic needle to calm the great sea. Then, when Sun Wukong, the Monkey King, took this needle away, it left behind a big, deep blue hole in the sea. Other stories say that the Dragon Hole was the eye of the South China Sea and contained the most precious treasures. Chinese scientists have discovered that the Yongle Blue Hole is in fact a deep cave. The entrance to the cave is about 130 meters wide. The water inside it is very still and calm. More than 20 marine species live in the water at the upper part of the cave. At its base, the cave narrows to only about 36 meters wide. Here, at the bottom of the cave, there is little or no oxygen in the water. How and when was the Yongle Blue Hole formed? What mysterious creatures might live deep inside it? These are just some of the many questions that don't yet have answers. Nonetheless, scientists can learn a lot from studying the Blue Hole. For tens of thousands of years, the Blue Hole has recorded changes in the climate, ecology, and geography of the South China Sea. It shows the evolution of the Earth and helps us learn more about our planet. Maybe one day the Yongle Blue Hole will give more answers to the many mysteries of the South China Sea, the Earth, and even the universe. An underwater oasis. In March 2015, China's deep sea remotely operated vehicle, HIMAR, literally meaning seahorse, made its first investigative journey deep beneath the waves of the South China Sea. under its lights, the deep water at first looked dark and lifeless. Yet, from the seabed came constant streams of small white bubbles. These bubbles were surrounded with marine life. Mussels crowded one on top of each other like mountains. There were also spiny sea urchins, big king crabs, and worm-like sea cucumbers. This was a surprising and lively underwater scene. In this northern area of the South China Sea, Hai Ma discovered a wonderful display of life. To date, this discovery is the largest deep-sea cold seep ecosystem in China. At about 1,400 meters deep, it covers around 618 square kilometers. Its name is the Hai Ma Cold Seep. Cold seeps are areas where hydrocarbon-rich fluids and gases come out from under the seabed. They are formed by changes in geological structure or pressure. They have low temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. Sunlight cannot reach the deep sea environment. It is a dark world of low temperatures and high pressure. Until recently, it was seen as an underwater desert. Despite these conditions, the Hai Ma Cold Seep is like an oasis in this desert. The seep is home to many kinds of organisms that don't need sunlight to live. These organisms change minerals and chemicals in the water into energy. Scientists can learn a lot from studying organisms in the Hai Ma Cold Seep. In particular, how marine life begins and evolves in the deep sea. The Hai Ma Cold Seep isn't only important to biological research. It is also of great interest to the field of greener energy. It has natural gas hydrates, which are known as flammable ice. As it might be a cleaner option than traditional fossil fuels, flammable ice is called future energy. Flammable ice often lies below cold seeps. In China, there are 7 cold seep areas close to its shorelines. Of these, 6 are in the South China Sea. Exciting discoveries! On the morning of the 23rd of October 2022, China's submersible, Shenhai Yongshu, literally meaning deep sea warrior, went on its 500th dive mission. When it reached a depth of around 1,500 meters, its crew started shouting excitedly. What they saw from the submersible would surprise the world. On the seabed of the South China Sea, the crew of the Shenhai Yongshu discovered 2 ancient shipwrecks. Both were well preserved and contained a large number of objects from the Ming Dynasty, 1368 to 1644. One shipwreck had about 100,000 cultural relics, mainly porcelain items. The other held lots of wood. These discoveries are proof of how the ancient Chinese used the South China Sea for exploration and trade. They have also helped historians learn more about this period in Chinese history and the events that took place. In addition, these discoveries have made people everywhere wonder what other treasures lie waiting to be discovered on the bed of the South China Sea. On the 20th of May, 2023, Shenhai Yongshu went down again to the seabed. This time, it carried a team of Chinese archaeologists. Once there, the archaeologists began to study the two ancient shipwrecks. The two shipwrecks had lain on the deep seabed for hundreds of years. Studying them was like opening two great time capsules. The archaeologists discovered that the shipwreck, with many porcelain items, had been travelling from China to other countries. The other shipwreck had been carrying wood back to China. Finding two international trade ships in such a small area of sea was an amazing discovery. It showed the importance of the South China Sea to trade and to international relations in ancient times. So far, more than 900 objects have been collected from the two wrecks. All of these have their own story to tell. They tell of the ships that sailed upon these blue waters and of the people on board. Pieced together, these objects tell of the great relationship that China had with the rest of the world all those centuries ago. The ancient maritime Silk Road. As early as the Qin and Han dynasties, 221 BCE to 220 CE, Chinese ships were riding the waves of the South China Sea. Over the years, they discovered many islands in this great body of water. In 111 BCE, Emperor Wu of the Han Dynasty opened an ocean route from China's south coast to the Indian Ocean. Along this route, ships travelled as far as the east coast of the Indian Peninsula and to Sri Lanka. Today, this same route is known as the South China Sea Route of the ancient maritime Silk Road. During the Ming Dynasty, Zheng He and his group of ships went on seven voyages from China. On each, they crossed the South China Sea, and in total, they travelled to over 30 countries and regions. Zheng He's sea voyages were the longest of his time. They marked the most important and glorious period in the history of the ancient maritime Silk Road. Hopes for the future. The large and deep South China Sea is a huge treasure box. It holds incredible riches, such as marine life, minerals, and sources of energy. These are all essential to the region's biodiversity and economy. Today, many of the world's busiest and most important sea routes continue to pass through the South China Sea. They serve as important trade links between the Pacific Ocean and the Indian Ocean. Every year, these routes carry about 40% of the world's trade goods. The South China Sea plays a key part in the 21st century maritime Silk Road. This vast network not only increases trade between countries, but also connects nations and builds trust. Along the maritime Silk Road, the world sails towards a shared future. Word bank. Cold seep. Coral reef. Crab. Ecology. Flammable ice. Geological. Mineral. Muscle. Natural gas hydrate. Oasis. Organism. Oxygen. Porcelain. Relic. Seabed. Sea cucumber. Sea urchin. Shipwreck. Submersible.